Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, happy Aloha Friday. Welcome to Talking Pictures, episode 206. Six seems to be the theme of the week, although we don't want to say too many sixes or three sixes in a row, but we do send our appreciation out to the D-Day veterans. June 6th also was the release date for our last guest. Please check that out. But right now, we're here to discuss just some of the stuff this weekend for the Seattle International Film Festival as it wraps. And then we'll have a wrap episode, and we have a special surprise planned for you for the wrap. A filmmaker who had a film up there will be reviewing her film, and she'll, you know what? Like I said, it's a surprise. You got to keep tuning in. I always find that when I'm working on different ways to do the synopsis. Sometimes we give away too much. People could read it and then they don't need to listen. So we're here to talk pictures, talk movies, and we love our buddies in the Pacific Northwest. Two of our producers, for you new listeners, are from Seattle, our reporter, and I went to film school in Vancouver. So this is an important part of the country for me. I got my film start in film school, and so yeah, this is really cool for me. Because it's D-Day week, I saw two films on here that had historical that are playing tonight, and don't think, oh, it's too soon, I'm not going to be able to get out, because this is going into our buddies in Seattle and through our network. Now, for those of you that don't know, there's so many different venues. You can go to www.sif.net, and there's Cinema Uptown, AMC Pacific Place, the SIF Film Center, and the SIF Cinema Egyptian. And I figured I would pick a couple of films that are all at different venues. So for those of you that are in different areas of Seattle, I personally don't know the specifics of Seattle. I've only been to a Mariners game and downtown. So, you know, we just roll with this. That's the fun. It's life is jazz. Movies is jazz. So we do what we can do. The first one, this really interested me. And being Oscar shortlisted is a very important thing. It's not about awards, but it really tells you that it's a good film. The King's Choice from Norway. Foreign films often have that edginess, and they're not being run by a studio usually. So it's usually just the financing. This dramatic wartime epic was shortlisted as a 2017 Best Foreign Language Oscar nominee. It didn't get the nominee. It was shortlisted. It's set over the course of 3 days in 1940 when the aging King of Norway is presented with an unimaginable ultimatum from the German army: surrender or die. So suiting, because obviously that means pending World War II and the beginnings of it, and when Germany was starting to get things cooking. So I had to mention this film because of D-Day. It's playing tonight at the SIF Cinema Egyptian at 6:45, and this on SIF.net, you can check out a little trailer. And also, we want to let you guys know that the closing night party is going to be at, and I'm sorry if I pronounce this wrong, Mohai. And you're going to have cocktails, some tasty hors d'oeuvres, music, dancing, photo ops, all that good stuff. I can only imagine how fun a party is in Seattle, because the Pacific Northwest just, to me, rocks. And not being from there, I enjoy it even more because whenever I'm there, it's a vacation. The next thing that lends to history is The Landing, which people have a debate about NASA and what it is and, you know, it's authenticity and did we really land on the moon. And but I'm looking at the schedule here and I cannot stand when the mouse moves you off your page. And so the landing is at SIFF Cinema Uptown, which they have three films playing there. So I'm assuming that's a multiplex. Again, not from Seattle, so I'm not an unprepared host. The landing, 86 minutes. That's going to be at 9:15 USA. At Mark Dodson, David Dodson, astronauts, scientists, and conspiracy theorists all weigh in on the 25th anniversary of the controversial end to NASA's final mission to the moon when the Apollo 18 capsule landed in the Chinese desert, an event so mysterious that history has never heard the end of it. I don't knock conspiracy theorists, and I don't get into it, but we did land on the moon. Apollo 13, the guys did have to shoot back around the moon. It happened. So I respect that people can question what NASA is, but John Kennedy did start a race to the moon. Lyndon Johnson did finally get the program. That's why they call it the Lyndon Johnson Space Center and the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral. And of course, there's so much history there. I remember seeing the Challenger when that exploded when I was a little kid. So NASA, I think, has just always been this controversial thing. And there's part of us here at the show. We love social things, political things, and maybe I'm a subversive host who likes a little bit of controversy. The next one I want to mention is at the SIFF Film Center. It's my journey through French cinema, and it's a must-see for cinephiles. Master director Bertrand Tavernier surveys the history of French film, honoring beloved and sometimes forgotten directors, actors, and films through interviews, reflections, and an abundance of classic footage. Now, I want to say that this is a second screening, and I did not mean to repeat this in the preview. I wanted to let people know in case they missed it. And also, we apologize. Well, first of all, we want to thank Nina and the PR team and SIFF, but we had a little bit of an issue with the studio this week. So if anything had to be repeated, it was because we wanted to make sure that nothing got lost. It was purely technical. It was not us messing up or being unprofessional. It was just, hey, you can't control the internet, even though the internet runs our world these days. On Saturday, now this is the closing weekend, so again, Sunday, you're going to want to catch that party at Mohai. You never want to miss out on hors d'oeuvres and drinks and talking with fellow cinephiles. One of the films here at the SIFF Cinema Egyptian, God's Own Country. Again, I was interested because United Kingdom, an isolated young sheep farmer in Yorkshire, numbs his daily frustrations with binge drinking and casual sex until the arrival of a Romanian migrant worker ignites an intense relationship in this heart-stirring gay romance winner of Best Director at the Sundance Film Festival. I didn't want to say that was the other reason why I chose it, because I wanted you to be surprised and have that extra hook to see something that won Sundance, especially Best Director. That's an award that sometimes doesn't go to the best film. And it's time that this is an uncensored show. We stop judging people if they're LGBTQ. And understandably, it's a gay romance. I'm not knocking the SIFF synopsis or programmer, but romance is romance. And so check this out. I think Brokeback Mountain is one of the best films ever made, which that won the Best Directing Oscar. And so it shows you that love is love, and that's just how it goes. Another one that interested me, Zoology, that I wanted to tell you guys about, playing at Cinema SIFF Uptown at 6:30. And again, this is going to go to our buddies. We have people and friends in Seattle. This middle-aged introverted Natasha discovers a tail growing from the bottom of her spine, which was a funny joke, and there's something about Mary, but anyways, and it sparks a newfound femininity and hunger for life. I'm sorry. I'm so excited that I'm doing this episode. Pardon me for bambling over my words. It leads her to a handsome X-ray technician in this whimsical, romantic tale of transformation, which is cool and sounds like there's layers, because romance is transformation. X-rays is looking inside something. So that's a layer, because love is looking in inside yourself and finding out what's there. If you've ever been in love, you know the goods, ups, downs, bads, in-betweens, that is life. I love that this film, that this festival has films, so many films from other countries, because, again, we need to have that. It's not all about, I love Patty Jenkins, and I love that Wonder Woman is doing awesome, and I love that a woman is directing such a huge film right now. But it's also about these small stories. So this Cuban film, I got really interested in Cuban films from this documentary I saw in Tampa. This is called Santa and Andreas, this political odd couple story set in 1980s Cuba, introduces a descendant homosexual novelist and local woman assigned by the government to monitors house arrest, who slowly come to discover they have more in common than expected. And that's what I love, because that's what I was talking about, that we were conditioned and grew up in this society and country. And it's my opinion, nothing to do with SIF. Again, this show is not censored, and we just give you what we think of films that we want to recommend. To think that gay people are different, or that anyone's different. We're all human. We all just want love. We all cry. We all eat. We all sleep. So this one is really one that I would fly to Seattle to see, because this sounds so great and layered. This is Saturday night, 8 p.m. at SIF Uptown, Cinema Uptown. And that God's Own Country is at the SIF Cinema Egyptian Saturday at 6:30. Sorry if I made it sound like Friday. Again, I am a ultra spaz when I do these shows. You can get another showing of God's Own Country, the gay romance best director winner in Sundance, on Sunday at 2 at the AMC Pacific Place. So that must be one heck of a film to have it showing 2 days in a row. So again, God's Own Country, do not want to miss that. I've heard about that. And also, Santa and Andreas is playing again on Sunday at 2:30. Again, not Saturday, Sunday. And so this is kind of cool, because some of these things that we've mentioned here, King's Choice is playing at Cinema Uptown Sunday at 12. That's that one that I had said was Oscar shortlisted. So we get this great chance, and even The Landing's playing. So these films, you know, just in looking at the synopsis and thinking about the importance of this historical week and the turbulent times we're in our country with judgment. And again, all the opinions are of the show, that it's great. And I just had to talk about King's Choice, Landing, God's Country. And then you're going to go into closing night. And unless you, if you don't want to be at the closing night party, you have a couple of films, but you know what? I'm not going to explain everything to you. Like I said, SIF.net, www.SIF.net. Again, we thank Nina and the PR team. They are so helpful. They were really just kind to have us back a second year, and especially this surprise that we have for you for the wrap episode. The galas for this festival, we had talked about Angelica Houston the other day. There had been an afternoon with Sam Elliott. He's got this film that I've seen at multiple festivals, but I always miss it because it sells out Hero. I really hope this brings Sam Elliott some Oscar attention. He's long overdue, and he's not just a voice actor. The closing night gala film is The Young Karl Marx, which is from France, and it presents a lush period drama of a 26-year-old Karl Marx and his wife Jenny in exile in Europe, where they meet Friedrich Engels, who provided the final piece needed for the foundation of the Marxist theory. And I wanted to look up the closing night film, but I had to throw that in because, as I said, history and foreign films was what I wanted to present to you guys. And of course, you got to get in. There's going to be one other thing if you're not in the mood or you don't like Karl Marx. Well, I mean, who does? It's like you're a Rolling Stones fan and a Karl Marx fan. There's a closing night special presentation of Ingrid Goes West. And that one, I'm going to tell you, won the Sundance Film Festival Lab Waldo Salt Screenwriting Award. Waldo Salt is most known for writing Midnight Cowboy, another film that at the time was audaciously judged because the characters were gay, John Voight and Dustin Hoffman, only movie to win Best Picture that was rated X. Their performances split the vote, and John Wayne got an Oscar he did not deserve for True Grit. So this film, you are going to want to keep on your list, even though it's about Sif, because anything that wins the Waldo Salt Screenwriting Award means it's rooted in truth, life, guts, and determination to tell your story and stick with what's going on. And of course, that brings us to our end of this episode, but we will be back within a few days of the end of the festival with a filmmaker who had a film there. Actually, I'm going to let you know, because I need to give you the reason to tune in. She had a great short film there. She's going to be explaining some stuff that she saw there. She's going to be talking a little bit about the festival, and we just wanted to have her on because I had seen her film, and I loved that she was playing Seattle, and she was also playing Los Angeles, and so you're going to want to tune in and check that out. And, you know, we just want you to follow the show and pay attention. So sometimes we don't have the exact date of the next show, and that's just the way it goes, because right now we're also covering a festival in Hollywood, and we're preparing for Palm Springs, and we were wrapping Tampa. So for new listeners, welcome to Talking Pictures. Enjoy your weekend at the Seattle International Film Festival, and I will see you. Well, you will hear me soon with the wrap episode. And again, thank you, Nina. Thank you to your staff, and thank you to the festival. We're always thankful, and yeah, have a great, safe weekend. Enjoy your guys' time and party, and we will be in touch soon with the wrap. Have a great Aloha Friday, everyone, and make sure and watch some good movies this weekend. You know, honestly, with what I just said, I would be flying to Seattle in an hour if I could, but I'm off to Hollywood tonight to cover another festival. Take care, spread some peace, and have a great night.